Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That man's our brethren, man.
Oh, well, they're friends.
They're my pals, man. Why are you being inhospitable? Why you being intolerant, bro?
Facts, like, man.
Come on, man. Studying up there.
Guys, welcome. Welcome. Episode 293, I presume.
293. It is episode 293. We are 7 episodes away from our wholesome
300 episodes. And that's a fantastic milestone, I'm not gonna lie to you. It's a fantastic milestone. Almost soon come, we're nearly there. But we go straight into it as you already know. IG question, and the IG question of the week was, what's something you saw in someone or that they did that made you think, damn, no wonder you're single?
What's something someone did or that you saw in their personality in general that you think, wow, okay, cool, this is why you're single?
No wonder you're single.
It's so mad as well that, like, I know this is super prevalent in, I'm just going to say it, super prevalent in women, is that, like, being single is perceived to be
a negative.
And for one, a negative, and for two, not someone's choice. This whole, like, damn, no wonder you're single, which is basically translates to you can't get anyone.
You can't get anyone, yeah. I hear that.
Because no one would choose this life. Do you know what I mean? No one would choose to be single, so you clearly just can't get someone, and this is why.
This is why. I'm going to read them out, bro.
All right,
hit them up. It's men and women saying the most.
All right, say less.
They have their profile pic as a selfie from the chin up. One of these ones, too.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Peak. This girl said, come for me, pretty boy, whilst giving me top.
Ooh! What do you mean, no wonder she's single? I can hear that. Pretty boy?
That's what...
Pretty boy?
I don't know about all of that.
Yeah, but I don't even hear. By the time you said, fair, come for me,
yeah.
I don't hear the rest.
Especially if I'm like a few strokes away.
Yeah. I don't hear the pretty boy stuff.
And to
be fair, even if I did, call me what you want when I'm that close. When I'm that close, call me what you want. Call me a donkey, I don't care. I don't care, bro. Once you said those three magic words.
Come for me.
Yeah.
It heightens everything.
Bro, yeah. My ears donkey. Start ringing. My ears start ringing, bro.
That's joke.
Call me a slave, I don't care. I was waiting for that to land.
You need to care, bro.
Bro,
you need to care.
I promise you I wouldn't care.
You need to care.
I know I need to, but...
Oh, it reminds me, we'll talk about it, but it reminds me of an episode of the show we're going to talk about later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Calm. Yeah!
I watched it last night. You know exactly who and what I'm talking about.
Bro!
Let's go.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, for screaming. We'll get into it soon. What's something you saw in someone or that they did that made you think, damn, no wonder they're single? They ran a Twitter porn account and shouted out porn stars daily.
Okay, wow. Cool. Oh, wow. Okay, so they're just not even, it wasn't even an account for them.
No, bro.
It was just shedding light on the industry and like they're a fan.
Yeah, they ran the account and were just adding porn stars.
That's crazy.
That's a lot, man.
I don't understand people who go to like the conventions.
Yeah, like a Comic Con.
Like a Comic Con thing. And they just want to just go like meet the celebs.
Yeah, it's
the meet and greets and just, that's weird.
Yeah, because I've like bashed to you and to do up hugs and photos. Like, no, that's not the fantasy I'm looking for.
Yeah, bro. I heard, what's her name, man?
Gianna Michaels.
Nah, it wasn't Gianna Michaels.
Sarah J.
Nah, it wasn't.
Let me keep guessing.
Go on.
Ava Devine.
No.
Am I close?
I don't know what's close, bro. You're just saying people, that's not her.
Yeah, I'm just saying names.
You're close with gender. Like, And they were like,
what race is she?
White. Short brown hair.
Is it Francesca James?
No. What's the same name?
Oh, I read it. Body Rotten.
No. It's Adriana Cechi.
Adriana's the goat.
Yeah.
She's the goat. Adriana Cechi.
Body Rotten's mad, by the way. But yeah. Adrian.
We're just listing off porn stars.
Yeah, facts. You know names, bro.
Adriana Cechic. Yeah. Oh, goat. Goats.
Yeah. She was on a podcast a little while ago saying that she bangs fans.
Oh, swear.
She bangs fans, bro.
Swear.
Yeah, just like on a make-a-wish thing. Just like, she just gives back. And she bangs fans, bro.
She gives back.
And,
that's jokes.
Yeah, she was saying that their man, when she does it, it's like they bang her better than
I bet
anyone else.
Because it's not stupid. This is like their fantasy.
This is their dream.
Yeah.
So yeah, if I'm going to a pornocon thing, I'm going to clap.
Yeah, facts.
I'm going to live my fantasies
facts,
out.
Bro,
I'm not going to shake hands and
take hands,
pictures.
You know, no. I want to know what we can do. That's all I want to know. What can we do?
Facts.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
Mad.
I'm not here to chit chat.
She gives back.
Bro.
Wildest jokes. As she shat herself twice in a month at work. She wasn't single, but he did cheat on her.
Oh, God.
He did cheat on her, though.
Oh, wow.
She celebrated Mother's Day. She didn't have kids, just dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
taking it too far.
I'm going to... I'm sorry. This is targeting someone in this room. I can't deal with the mummy and daddy for animal stuff, bro. I can't deal with it, Rem. I'm just going to say it. I can't deal with it, bro.
What are you on about?
Bro, I can't deal with someone being a dog mummy or daddy or a cat daddy or mummy.
I have a cat. I have two cats.
Yeah, but you have a cat, but like if you identify as their daddy.
I don't identify as a daddy. I didn't even want them. They got brought into my yard and they now live here with me.
Fair, bro. I'm just saying, I can't handle it when people do that. When they say, any kids? Nah, but I've got a cat. Nah. Oh, nah, but I've got two dogs.
No, it's a different conversation.
Bro.
A completely different conversation.
It's crazy. When I hear people say that kind of stuff, you've never told me that, by the way. You've never said that.
Said but, what?
Well, I've never asked you if you've got any fucking kids. But when people say, you're not the kind of person if someone said, any kids, and you were like, nah, but I've got cats.
Right.
That's nuts stuff to me.
Yeah,
I do love my cats though.
I'm aware you do.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And the defensiveness is leaning into-
What everything.
All right. It's reimbursing everything that I brought up.
You are the toxic one. That's jokes.
Oh, but yeah, all right, cool. Let's go.
My sister-in-law ate tartar sauce straight out the packet because she was too hungry to wait for food.
Okay, that's terrifying.
Tartar sauce.
I don't even know if I've ever had tartar sauce.
I have in like fish and chips.
Yeah, I've never had, I don't eat fish.
I ate fish and chips, like battered cod and what else? Probably haddock and stuff. Yeah, it's buff.
Yeah, when I go to chip shop, I get sausage.
Ooh, say less.
Pause.
Her forehead was so big she could smoke a cigarette in the rain. Wow.
No. Wow, I've never heard of that before. What a dig, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, what a dig, bro.
Not playing games.
Wow. If someone grilled me like that, bro, your forehead's so big you can smoke a cigarette in the rain.
Yeah, there is no comeback.
Right, it's just scratch.
It's fisticuffs. There is no comeback.
There isn't. Because the whole crowd is shutting down.
Yeah, they're erupting.
Sell it.
You'll be screaming on the mic. They won't be able to hear you.
Yeah, you're fat.
The crowd are going
bonkers. You'll be trying to defend yourself. Nah, bro.
The crowd is going nuts.
Everybody from the 313. That's all they're Wow.
Oh, God. She threw herself down the stairs during an argument. That's crazy.
Fam. Oh.
Don't tell me someone's throwing themselves down the stairs.
No, I've never seen someone throw themselves down the stairs.
Have they threatened to?
But I've seen one of my boys arguing. This is, he's not my boy, to be fair. Let's not claim him. But he was a brethren when I was like 17, 18.
Okay.
And I remember one time he was arguing with his girl.
Yeah.
He was arguing with his girl and he got so livid. No, he's arguing with his girl and his girl's sister pulled up in the whip. So this was in the middle of the night. We're in the middle of a street.
Yeah.
And I'm like, leave it, bro. Come on, mm-hmm. let's go. Mm-hmm.
So it's you, the Brer, and his girl.
The Brer, his girl. And then half an hour into this ordeal. On street ordeal, her sister pulled up to pick her up. Mm-hmm. Sister jumped out the car and was running her mouth. Mm. He got so livid. He was trying to walk off. The sister was chasing him down the like just aggravating him. So he turned around. She was like, let's say he stood here. Mm-hmm. Her car is here and the sister's like over there. Mm-hmm. He was just like, fucking leave me alone.
Yeah.
Rocked the wing mirror off the car.
Yeah, yeah.
It skirted past her. She fell to the floor. She was like, you assaulted me.
Oh,
she bailed the feds.
No.
She bailed the feds. I dipped.
All right.
He spent the night in jail. I dipped. I was like, I'm not listening to this. Because she was white as well.
Oh,
I was like, this isn't going to end well. I ran down the closest alley I could find.
Oh my God.
Then he bailed me from Penn.
No. Did you get that if you want to answer this call? How does it even work? Is that just America?
I think it is just. I didn't get that. No.
So
that
you just,
from Penn.
And you just said hello and he said, well gone.
Like, he said, well gone, G. And he said, you'll never believe where I am. I said, I bet you I can.
I can guarantee I know where you are.
I know exactly where you are. I know exactly where you
are. What number came up on your phone?
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't remember. This was like 16 years ago. So I don't really remember. It's not that many. It's like 14 or 12 years ago. But yeah. Same, bro. Yeah. I don't remember anything about that. I just remember him calling me from Penn, saying you'll never believe where I am. And he woke me up as well.
Oh,
you won't believe where I am. I said, brother, I know exactly where you are. You're in jail, bro, because you didn't run with me.
Yeah.
She screamed assault in the street.
Oh, mad.
At 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Why are you hanging around?
Facts. For what? And he was walking away as well.
And he was, he was walking away. So yeah. She was that type. She was that stairs type.
Damn.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Damn. All right, I've got more than a few. She was talking about our future relationship and businesses within the first 24 hours. We met at a club.
That's such essential information. We met at a club.
We met at a club, bro. Like,
she's
chill.
Doing up, we can make businesses.
Chill. I'm here for a good time.
Bro, facts. Most definitely not a long time.
Not a long time, just a great time.
I'm starting, facts. I'm here
for a great time.
I'm drunk, bro.
Drunk and I'm blossy.
You know what I want.
You know what
this
I
is
want,
a club,
you know what
bro.
I need.
Yeah. Shut up with your business chat.
Businesses future relationships.
I'm entertaining it for now.
Because I need some.
Yeah, but zip it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna tell you again, bro.
Zip it.
Oh,
she cries when she watches Britain's Got Talent.
That's embarrassing, but some people do.
God,
some people
too engulfed in the
bro,
talent.
Bro, my stepmom gets invested with Strictly Come Dancing,
swear.
And it makes my blood boil.
The nation do, to be fair.
The nation
loves Strictly.
She gets invested, bro.
It doesn't make sense.
To the point
to
where it's like, I'm not leaving the yard, bro. It's Strictly.
Mad.
I get so angry.
Mad.
Strictly season, I get angry, bro.
It baffles me,
it's
bro.
It's bullshit.
Anyway.
Yeah, go on.
Strictly, you know. A woman bringing her own block of cheese and grater to the restaurant every single time.
That's impossible. I promise you, it's impossible.
It has to be impossible.
Every single time.
That has to be.
A grater and cheese.
A block of her own cheese.
For different cuisines. Indian, Italian.
Whatever she wants, bro.
Chinese.
She likes cheese, clearly.
Bro, some people, did you ever used to watch, there's a show called like Fussy Eaters or something back a day. Did you used to watch that? Where like you'd put like, bro, it was where people would go to like, people had eating disorders, bro. Okay. And literally there'd be some people in there that would only eat cheese. I seen one yet on there. She would only eat cheese, bro. And these man were so extra.
Yeah.
Like the doctor who would come over to the yard to try and like change their diet, he'd put like a plate of broccoli in front of him and he'd faint. Yeah. Well, then some of the broccoli is like gagging.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen one where she smelled of like a Brussels sprout.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was hurling.
Bro, geez, like, yeah, they used to get me so, they're so pathetic. It's so pathetic, they're probably smelling.
She was hurling, she put her hands on the sink. she couldn't
believe
it.
If that was my wife, I'd shove it in her mouth.
Fucking eat that.
Eat, you're a child,
you
bro.
You need it, bro.
You stink, bro.
Oh, I do.
Stop eating so much cheese.
Facts, cheese.
Cheese, out of all things.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
I know the pums is funky, bro.
No, I don't even want to think about
that. The sweat?
I don't want to think. I'm not going near that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Bro, there's Channel 4 used to make TV.
Yeah, they put what they want on there. And it entertained
the
nation.
Embarrassing bodies. Yeah. But to be fair, they still do because they run Naked Attraction
Son,
now.
Son, Sex and Suspicious Parents. Was
Son?
That, was that Channel 4?
Sex?
I'm pretty sure.
No. That was BBC. BBC 3.
BBC 3.
Yeah. Sun, Sex, and Suspicious Parents, bro.
Wow.
For you lot that don't know about Sun, Sex, and Suspicious Parents.
It's a tongue twister.
Sun, Sex, and Suspicious Parents was a show where a production company would get in contact with stupid teenagers who had just turned 18 and they want to rock out with their cock out, bro.
In Ibiza, Magaluf, or whatever.
Ibiza, Magaluf, Ayanapa,
Kos,
anywhere there. Malia,
Tenerife.
Cyprus, Tenny, anywhere.
All them places,
not Cyprus,
bro.
Tenerife.
All them
sure.
Butters Club places. They would pay for their trip out there and be like, we're doing up some like singles, like coming of
experiment
age, experiment
thing,
show.
Away from yard.
Away from yard for the first time, living it up. And obviously the idiots were like,
gang,
run
gang,
me the
gang.
Money, put me on a plane ticket, I'm gonna go ham.
Dip, let me get a tan.
Let me get a tan, bro. And then they would, the behind the scenes, they would fly the parents out there to watch what their kids were on, bro.
They'd go through their luggage, see what they're doing, see if their lips in anyone, and come and fight. They'll show face maybe on the last day.
On the last day, they'd pull up. And the amount of times the mums wanted to bust out of this back door to surprise the kids, bro, because they couldn't handle
they
what they were seeing.
What was going on, yeah.
Because, a couple man's daughters were getting clapped in this show.
Yeah, it was peak.
Couple man's daughters were getting ran through on this show, and the dad couldn't handle it anymore. His little baby girl. They were belled him, bro. They were belled him. Hi, mum. Yeah, we've just been chilling by the pool. Da, 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 da. She's getting her ass ate, bro.
I couldn't see that.
Oh, what? My daughter getting run through in an Ibiza.
No, the whole production thing is getting shut down. The whole thing's getting shut down. I don't care what I've signed. I don't care what I've signed, bro. Take me to court. It's my daughter we're talking about. You can't publish this,
bro. You can't.
Not my surname.
You can't let the world see this stuff.
You can't, bro.
I would run up in there, bro.
The muckers, bro.
Mid-clap, I don't care. I'm running up in there.
Nah. That would infuriate me.
Yeah, everyone's jumping off balconies that day.
That would infuriate me.
I'll be livid, bro.
All right, I've got a few more. What's something you saw in someone or did that they did that made you think, no wonder they're single? She's a compulsive liar, so much so that she's pregnant and her parents think she's just gaining weight.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's compulsive. But how long? For how long? How are you going to get away with that? Do you know what I mean? Especially if you live with your parents.
Fam, I know a brother. I'm convinced this bitch was lying. I went to school with a brother.
Yeah.
Who was going out with one sturdy ting.
Yeah.
And... allegedly, she didn't know she was pregnant until she started having contractions.
Wow, I've heard that.
Yeah, I've heard it's a thing, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Allegedly, these men didn't know she was pregnant until she was pushing.
That's crazy.
You can't announce that to me on that day.
Oh, no. I would fall down, bro.
You can't announce that to me that day.
I actually don't know what I would do.
I wouldn't believe you.
Oh, of course not. Of course not. It's not my.
Because you ain't bled in like a year. Yeah. Pipe up.
Yes. Facts.
Speak up.
Facts. Facts.
Speak up.
Yes. Something's wrong. So let us know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your boobs have been sore for a minute.
Yeah. Why?
Speak up.
Say something.
You've just been puking in the mornings, bro. Say something.
How do you not know you're pregnant? Just how?
So many signs along the way.
You felt bat, 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 bat in your stomach and you're just like, oh, indigestion?
Indigestion or I'm hungry.
What yeah, I'm too? Starving.
I'm ravenous.
My stomach's doing a madness.
Mad. Oh, mad.
Nah, brother.
Mad. Working out their part of the bill to the penny. Oh.
That's disgusting. Okay, yeah. Facts. 1,000,000%. This is why you're single moment. Yeah.
God,
to
no.
The penny,
to
you know?
To the penny. I saw her dance. Confident, brazen, offbeat, and ugly. Never seen a 9 drop to a 5 so quick.
Oh, that's your homegirl, innit? From, not your homegirl, that girl. Oh, flipping out. I don't even know her name.
I think.
We saw her the other day from Manny.
I don't know who I'm talking about. I don't know who you're talking about then.
There's a Leng Ting from.
Yeah. Oh my days. Oh my days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She just can't dance, bro. Painting that just can't dance. And it's crazy.
Being Leng and not being able to dance is a crime.
Yeah. It's a cross path that should never happen. Ever.
Yeah. Facts, bro.
It should never happen.
If I was Kim Jong-un, I'd lop off your hand for stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? It's haram, bro. What are you doing?
What do you mean you're banging, but you can't move to the beat?
You're Leng, bro. And I'm preying you thinking, bar. And you're doing like, you know them head swings?
Yeah,
like,
them head these things, oh my day. How can you not move to the beat?
Bro, and they just do like the hula hoop wine.
Oh my days.
Oh, it's so disgusting.
Yeah, it's peak. It's so peak.
You remember catching wines as a teenager and then she just can't move.
She can't move. And you're trying to catch her wine.
But you're
trying to also catch the beats wine.
Bro.
And it's just it makes you look like you can't dance.
Facts.
And I'm like, oh, it's not even me, bro. It's her.
It is her. And you're trying to hold the waist.
Yeah, like, babe. Stop.
Yeah.
Let me control this.
Let me lead.
Follow me.
Yeah.
And she's
just
coming all over the place, bro. Yeah.
Oh, been there, bro. So butters,
been
man.
There, bro.
Oh, yuck.
All right, a few more. My boy tried to shout out bus wanker out the car and he started. Peak.
Bus wanker.
Yo.
Bus wanker. Oh,
torment. He's still obsessed with WWE. Peak.
Yeah, shameful.
He has a lisp. Peak.
That's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate, but Lecoq Sportif. My brother has fake fights in the shower and in front of the mirror.
Oh, raw.
Peak. She's
fam, to be fair, when I was a youth, I used to try and catch the drops. Did you ever try and do that? When something was like slow dripping, I used to go in there like I used to pull up my mower guard and if it was like boing, boing, I'd be like I'm talking about when I was like 8. I'd be in the shower, ass naked, bro. Just my little dick just slapping.
The sound effects are killing me, bro.
Bro, my little naked ass just.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
I was pathetic.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, Jesus.
Man said my little dick slapping across my leg. That's so funny.
Bro, I was in there just naked.
Oh.
And you know when you can hear the feet, you know when the feet skids on the bar, like,
yeah.
Like, that's all you can hear, just wet slaps. And I'm just like, yeah. If I ever, I'd used to catch it and expect to see a drop in my hand.
Yo!
Oh God,
that's so funny, James.
Oh,
thank
God.
You. Wow,
I'm
that was
a loser,
so funny,
bro.
Oh, a few more. She used to spit. She used her spit to lay her edges whenever they came out of place. The sket.
That's what he wrote. Raw.
That's what he wrote.
The sket.
He's a 36-year-old man and living with his mum in a bedroom that has no front door.
Then ones where mum says, keep the door open.
Facts, it's permanently
when you
open.
Got hoes in here, keep that keep door open. I'm taking off his hinges.
I've been single for 5 years and they came to me for relationship advice. Last but not least.
Oh, God.
She allowed next man to film himself sucking her tea at a party. Yeah.
A man say, can I get... Hang on, I'm not even gonna say it again. I'm actually not even going to say it again because I don't even want the reassurance. Yeah, no, I'm done with that one. Okay. I'm gonna revert back to the door off the hinges one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was stupid. I remember my mum threatened to take my door off my hinges.
Really?
Yeah. Because when I was like 16, I just had pussy in my room. I didn't know what to do with it.
Oh.
But I always went for a little phase in it.
Ah.
Like your boy had a mustache now.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff's different.
Yeah.
Stuff's different. Yeah, I'm grown. I've got a mustache. I know how to use deodorant. Mm. And I'm just different now. Mm, so I must have had like three tings on rotation.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were just friends.
Yeah.
Friends! A man said they were friends! They were pals. They were a couple pals, man.
No.
My mom was like, say less. And I was like, I was gonna chill in my room, innit? Mm. She was like, yeah, cool. She didn't say nothing about no door. Mm. Obviously, I closed the door.
Mm, obviously.
My mom didn't even knock, bro. Open the door, said, James. She didn't even say, come here. My mom used to love to do this thing. She'd just say my name, bro.
Oh.
Say my name, bro. She'll open a door. Yeah. You won't even see her. You just see the door open. Yeah. She's not even in the doorway.
Oh.
And then you'll hear her say, James, from her room. James. I'm like, yeah? Nothing. That typical mum call.
Yeah, so she's waiting for you to come over.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Silence. Yeah? Fucking.
Yeah, you have to go to the room. Yeah, bro, my mum did that all the time.
Yes, mum. What's up? Keep that door open. Now, of course, keep that door open. Why, man? What are you fucking doing? My brother, keep the door open.
Brother?
James, this is my house. Keep that door open.
Listen to me.
You ready?
My mom's speaking to me in soft voice, and she says, brother, listen to me. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Bro?
I'll be petrified.
Just keep the door open, yeah? I'm like, all right. So obviously, put the door like.
In here. A jar.
Fam, this one. Next day, I had a new thing over. Mm. It wasn't even the next day. I was talking about next week. Mm. New thing over. Same thing in there. Door creak.
Yeah.
All I heard was the door slap and it swung open.
Oh my God.
I said, say less.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm trying to talk to homegirl. Mm. She was like, what's that?
Yeah.
I'm like, don't worry about all that. And this, we got
focus.
Open. Yeah, I'm a business guy. I've got open door policy in the house. You know what I mean? And she was like, well, your mom's going to come in. No one's coming in, man.
This is my room.
Fam, I close the door. I must have closed the door because I was thinking, I have to get freaky with this thing.
Yeah.
I'm 16.
Yeah.
I've got no choice.
Yeah.
I need something. And she's ready to free it up.
Yeah.
I'm willing to piss off my mom at this point. I'm willing to do what it takes, bro, to get my fingers in there.
Yeah.
I felt nothing.
Yeah.
I'm dying, bro.
Yeah.
Close that door shut, brother. Mm. She said, don't let one of these, can't remember what she said. She called them like fast girls or tarts or something. I think she said tarts. She said, don't let one of these tarts in this house again.
While she was there?
Yeah, she called me downstairs. She hit me with another James.
Okay.
And she said, you're taking a piss. I told you to keep that door open. Don't let one of these tarts in this house again.
Man.
Coming up in here with these short skirts, bro. I said, I must have brethren, man.
Oh, well, they're friends.
They're my pals, man. Why are you being inhospitable? Why you been intolerant, bro?
Facts, like, man.
Come on, man. Studying up there. Fuck. From that day on, I could never ever have another thing in my house, bro.
I don't think I ever brought things around the yard, especially not when my parents were in anyway. I'd always do things when my parents were away.
My mom used to go on weekend trips.
Yeah.
That's when shit went off.
Mum went to Nige quite a bit. Pops was in Nige quite a bit. My sister was in uni or college. So
you had a yard.
Yeah, there were times where I had the yard to myself for like a couple of weeks, I remember.
Ooh!
It could have been year 11 after an exam. I was like, I think it could have been our last exam, maybe of the year 10 year or the year 11 year, I can't remember. But I finished later than all my other boys. I gave one of my boys my key to my yard. It was one of my close friends at the time. Get the party started.
Oh.
Take everyone to your get the party started. Yeah. I'm gonna be there soon.
Gang.
I'm gonna be there soon. Grab the gal, grab the drinks, grab all of them things, Bessa. I'm gonna be there soon. But use your common sense in it.
Yeah.
It's not his yard. And it was one of them ones where I didn't want to go overboard with Mandan that I didn't know.
Facts.
So I remember I was got back to the yard now. I was like, oh, yo, there's a couple of guys that I know. You know Timmy, you know this guy. But it got some other people. I was like, I'm thinking about the ratio.
Fam, the ratio has to be up.
Thinking about this, I'm thinking about that. I'm like, all right, cool, say less. We're bringing them through anyway, because it's vibes. We were chilling. I remember this, so post Play-Doh Batty story.
yeah.
So Play-Doh Batty, as well as my ex that dumped me because of the Play-Doh Batty.
Yeah.
We're both in the yard at the same time.
Oh, say less.
Yeah, but this was like after all that had happened. Yeah. So we were all cool, friends or whatever. And I remember, I remember being so confused as to which one I wanted.
I bet.
Because I was looking at one and squeezing another.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I'm
sorry. Thing is, I knew you when you were young and I know for a fact that's what you were doing.
Yeah, I was looking at one and squeezing another. I couldn't. You know them ones when you're hugging a thing and you're squeezing a batty?
Yeah.
But you're locking
locking
eyes with someone else.
Yeah.
And you're pretending it's her batty.
Oh, that's how I was squeezing my God.
Yeah. But the Play-Doh batty left towards the end, and I think I got freaky with the ex at the time. Or it could have, I can't remember which one. It was one of them.
Yeah.
We didn't bang, but we got handsy.
Yeah.
We got handsy. But yeah, man. Oh, I always did things literally when a 3 year. Never when parents were in our
Yeah, my mum and my stepdad used to go on like these weekend trips. Mm. They'd leave on like a Thursday night and they'd come back like Monday.
Ooh, nice.
Parties went off.
Nice weekend.
And then there was one occasion, gyal in the yard.
Mm.
This is when I went through that phase where Johnnies weren't fitting me and people weren't telling me how to use them effectively.
Yeah, so I was panicking.
Mm. I didn't use a Johnny for like the first six times.
I didn't use a Johnny probably...
till now.
Nah, I didn't use a Johnny probably till like first year of uni.
Swear.
Probably.
Yeah, I didn't use a Johnny for time, bro. Mm. And I had tings up in my... There must have been like... It was me... and maybe three of my boys, and there was equal amount. This is on the Friday. This is what it was. So we all had tings.
Yeah.
It was four man, four tings.
Yeah.
Linked up.
Gang.
One of my boys in my mum's room. One of my boys in, I hope my mum doesn't hear this, by the way.
One of my boys in my mum's room.
I changed all the sheets. I cleaned everything. Yeah. To be fair, he didn't even clap.
Okay.
He just slept in there with one ting. Fair. Didn't do nothing. Fair. I was livid because she was banging.
I would have taken my mum's room out of everything. Just out of respect.
I didn't, fam. No, because I, out of respect, I wasn't thinking about that. I was trying to be a good host.
Oh, yeah, fair.
So I didn't even take my room.
Okay.
I took the attic room. It was cold. I slept on like a sleeping bag.
Oh.
Yeah, because I just wanted everyone to be patterned up.
Yeah, say less.
So I gave one of my boys my mom's room, one of my boys my brother's room, one of my boys my room, and I took the attic.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do a ting upstairs on my ting. Johnny's not working. Mm. I'm thinking, raw. Mm. I'm nervous. Mm. She's like, what's wrong?
Nah, don't pressure me like that, babe.
What's wrong? Yeah. My dick was like,
yeah.
Man, that's literally what was going on, bro.
Yeah.
Oh God, my dick was like, going down, bro. I was like, oh God, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I went downstairs to try and just recuperate.
Yeah.
I thought all my boys were just nervous like me.
Mm.
So I went into my room. Mm. My boy was clapping cheeks in there. I was jealous and scared. Cause I've never seen anything like it.
Facts. Till day, I've never seen anything like it.
I was like 15, 16. He was clapping cheeks in there. I was like,
this is really real.
This is really real. I felt like a kid, like scared. Scared like they're roughhousing in there. I was like, bro.
That's how I felt the first time I got ahead. But continue.
Bro, they were fully going for it in there. I said, bro, shit. Because I don't think I was ready to do that upset.
You would have put a Johnny on a take
bam,
it from there.
Bam. Yeah. I didn't figure out my next steps. Because I was thinking, wow, even if the Johnny was fitting, I don't know if I was ready for that.
Yeah.
Whoa. So anyway, I went upstairs and went to sleep. I told this girl, sorry, I went to sleep, bro. But then the next day, speaking of this ratio thing, the next day, our galley were going. So basically, the galley we were paired up with were all from a different school. They're all from a different school.
Yeah.
So the next day, I patterned it so that I told these lot from the different school, my mum gets home tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's why all you men are here tonight. My mum gets home tomorrow.
Mm.
When on the Saturday, I plan a party.
Mm.
It was still the same four man,
like
eight or nine gal from our school.
Okay.
So I was patterned.
Okay.
I was like, gang, setting up.
Mm.
And we had two extra brethren guys who were like, they were in the unit, but they were also their own kind of pair.
Okay.
So they were kind of wishy-washy with the unit, troublemakers. Oh. Immature troublemakers. So I won't bear their names on here, but I told my boy who's like closest to them, so do not fucking invite them. Do not tell them that nothing's going on, bro. Because they're gonna fuck up the whole vibe. Oh, they don't, when they see Gal, they don't know how to act.
Oh man.
Bro, they don't know how to act, bro. Yeah. Like, don't bring them around this yard. Yeah. So we spent the whole day patterning drink, patterning music, patterning everything. Everyone's gassed, like gang, gang, gang. Tonight's gonna pop. Yeah, yeah. Bro, before anyone arrived, I must have been airing out the yard.
Yeah.
Febreze in the yard, open all the windows, because it was summer, for everyone to be fresh.
Yeah.
I want everyone to rock up in here fresh.
Yeah.
Open my window, look down my street. These two niggas were walking on my street.
No.
Someone baited out the shubs, bro.
No.
And I was like, you're winding me up, bro.
Did they see you when you opened the door?
Nah. They didn't see. Mm. As soon as I slammed the door, pulled up to my boy and said, you fucking invited him, innit? You fucking invited him. He's like, nah, I didn't invite him. It's just because they were asking me about it. I was like, no, they weren't asking you about it.
Why they didn't know about it.
Bro, facts. He was like, no, because they asked me, what am I doing this weekend? And I couldn't lie to them. I was like, they did not ask you what you're doing this weekend. We're 15. We don't do shit.
Yeah.
We don't do shit unless there's a motive. We're not doing nothing on a weekend. Mm. So you're a liar, bro. Damn. You baited them, and they don't even know my address.
Mm.
So you told them my address as well.
Damn.
Needless to say, they did exactly what I thought they were going to do.
They've messed up the whole vibe.
They broke my brother's door.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Fwakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low, so let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know?
Mm.
I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Mm. Yeah.
You got the winter blues? Yeah. You got the winter blues?
Yeah, I need sun.
Yeah, you got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod. They broke my brother's door off its hinges,
that
bro.
Escalated.
Bro, they broke my brother's door.
I forgot we were talking about off the hinges.
Facts,
as well.
Bro. Me, yeah. They broke my brother's door off the hinges. This is what made me think about the whole hinges thing. Yeah. I was doing a long play.
Yeah, yeah.
You might follow, and I was doing a long story.
Say less.
Yeah. They broke my brother's door off its hinges, bro. Mm. I was livid.
Damn.
Livid. Alienated all the gal. Trying to hold wines, trying to grip batty, non-solicited. It was just, the whole thing was chalked.
Damn.
I had to charge the whole weekend.
How the hell did they break the door?
They're fucking around, bro. Just ramping and shit.
Oh,
they ruined the whole thing, bro.
How did it pattern when your mum came back?
I had to put it back on its hinges.
Okay.
But I slightly moved up because obviously the screw holes were murked.
Yeah.
So I had to lift the door up slightly, do new holes, and then like the latch would cover the old holes. There was like half of one dodgy hole at the bottom. My mom, she weren't paying attention to stuff like that.
She ain't gonna
figure that out for like a year.
And then
there's no way you can blame me.
Yeah, it's too late.
Yeah, it's way too late.
Don't you dare blame me.
Yeah, you're facts. I don't know what happened. It's not even my door.
Facts!
If anything, look at my brother.
Facts, yeah.
Don't look at me. I never had another party again after that.
Oh, I bet.
Worst experience of my life.
Damn.
I've never had excitement go so high and drop so low.
Damn.
Yeah. I was so upset. To this day, it burns me.
I bet, bro.
Livid. Anyway, guys, welcome back.
Welcome to the show, man.
Welcome to the show. SNG293. You're here with your boys, J Money and Firelord Fwakes. And before we go any further, guys, you know what you need to do. Head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs right now.
Yes, sir.
Donate a humble £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P to SNG and you're going to unlock over 3 years of content.
Standard.
3 years of content. Well, your boys came up, we came down, we've laughed, we've cried, we've been drunk, we've been the whole shebang.
Yeah, man.
Over on Patreon, and the best part about it is it invests yourself in the community. Mm. SNG cult babies are over there chatting away on the Discord, chatting away in the comments, chirps in here, parties there.
Facts.
And it's all going off over there. And once a month, we're going to tune in with you guys on a humble Zoom call. Mm-hmm. We just had one last week. It was wholesome. Funny, it was insane. Some of the stories in that one.
Some of the stories, some of the questions, everything.
It was an emotional roller coaster the other week. That was probably the best one I've done.
Yeah.
And I've said that for the last 3 months in a row.
We have said that
in the last 3 months in a row. It's the best one we've done.
Better and better.
So yeah, head on over there, guys. Patreon.com/shitsandgigs yes, and indoctrinate yourself into the cult. For real, for real. Guys, we're closing in on a million. I'm not going to lie to you.
We are.
A million's creeping up. We've exceeded the 800K mark. And we're going forward, guys. So please subscribe to the channel right now. Press the red button. When we said this on last week's episode, I was going through the comments and one brother in a comment was like, I'm not going to lie. I didn't even know I wasn't subscribed.
Oh, swear.
I was just paying attention to the message.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know I wasn't subscribed. Okay. So I'm subscribing now. So if that's you again now.
Yeah, press the button.
Press the actual button.
This reminds me of Rush Hour. Press the button. Yeah, press the goddamn button.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, facts.
Press the goddamn button.
So yeah. Press the button, subscribe to the channel. Let's get that wholesome gold plaque that's really going to do wonders for our skin, our aura, and just our attitude in general. Because like, we need to feel like we're legit in this game. Mm-hmm. And the silver thing's not making me feel, made me feel like it at the time.
Oh, rags at the time.
But that novelty's worn off now.
It's come and gone.
Yeah.
Come and gone. We need that gold.
And then sometimes I said to people like, I have a plaque. And they're like, oh, that's cute.
Which one?
Yeah, I've got like four of those. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've got like 5 different channels. I've got bare of them.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, I want the gold one. Anyway, guys, subscribe to the channel. Mm. If you're listening on any audio platforms, please leave a nice review. Mm. Follow the channel. Help grow the cult. And without any further ado, guys, it is time for top five.
Indeed. Right, guys, grab your whiteboards, grab your pens, grab your wipers. So the top five of this week is countries with the most people in prison.
Oh, for God's sake.
Countries with the most people in prison.
Where is their crime?
Where is their crime?
What the fuck, Ellis, man?
And to be fair, a lot of these countries have big populations, but they're lackluster with their laws. Mm. Their prison system is probably quite weak. I just don't feel like there's that many Indians in jail. I'm not going to lie, bro.
Fair. I haven't written India, but I know what you mean.
They just all seem to be chilling. You know what I mean?
Chilling?
Yeah, just they seem to be chilling. They're just bare of them. I just don't feel like the bare of them are in jail. Because in the investigation process just doesn't seem to bang like that. It's too many of them.
Investigation.
My Indian brethren are blessed.
Yeah.
Super chill people.
Okay. I'm locked.
Right.
I don't care about this one.
Rem, you're locked. And Ellis, you're locked. If you don't care about this one, James, go first.
Right. I'm a bit iffy about the last one because we would never really know. But I've gone USA, Russia, UK, Brazil, and North Korea. That's what I mean. I said we'll never really know. They've probably got 90% of the population in prison, but cool. They probably tell there's like 8 people in there.
Rem?
Yeah, I've gone USA, Russia, China, Mexico, and Panama.
I was thinking Mexico.
And Ellis, the menace?
That name's really sticking though, isn't it?
It is.
It is, bro. Yeah, so I did USA, Mexico, UK, Spain, and China.
Spain.
Right, just to recap, James, you said USA, Russia, UK, Brazil, North Korea. Rem, you said USA, Russia, China, Mexico, Panama. Ellis, you said USA, Mexico, Spain, China, and the UK. Right, top 10. Number 10, Iran.
Ooh, okay.
189,000 people in jail. Number 9, Mexico.
Oof.
220,100 people in jail. Number 8, Indonesia. 266,000 people in jail. Number 7, Turkey.
Oh, damn.
291,000 people in jail.
Midnight Express is about Turkey. It's a really, really good prison movie.
Oh, swear.
Yeah, it's about a guy who tries to smuggle, I think, heroin back from Turkey to America, gets caught. They lock him up immediately.
Oh, God.
It's scary.
Oh, God.
He loses his mind in there.
Oh, I bet he does.
They have to transfer him to a mental institute.
Oh, God.
He loses his mind in there.
Say less.
Good movie.
Number 6, Thailand.
Oh, fair enough.
309,000 people in jail. Number five. Russia.
Okay.
471,500 people in jail. Okay. Russia. Oh, at least he didn't put Russia, unfortunately. Number four, which nobody put, with a resounding 478,500 people in jail, India.
Turns out, bro.
India.
For God's sake.
I was gonna, see, this is what I'm saying about population. It doesn't make sense.
Fair enough, bro.
India. Number three.
Didn't write China either. It's definitely in there.
With 811,000, Brazil.
Gang. Oh, my God. Gang. Shout outs to the favelas.
So right now, James has two, Rem has one, Ellis has none. Number two with 1.7 million.
China. Knew it. Did you put China?
Yeah, I knew
China was going to be
here. Population. I should have just
didn't, I didn't
that.
Put
I
it in there. Go on, number one.
Number one with with over 2 million, USA.
So we tied?
Three and three.
So it's 3-3.
Yeah.
For God's sake. Why didn't I just put China, bro? I would have won.
India's bait. I knew my Indian brethren. I was trying to shit.
All right, go on.
Them.
What do we do?
I'm trying to think. What do we do now?
You went.
You've done the top 10.
You have to go 11 down, right?
What are we missing? What's the other two?
My other two.
Yeah.
China was there. I have.
You got Mexico and Panama. To be fair, Mexico is in the top 10.
Mexico is in the top ten.
Okay, so Rem wins.
Mexico's nine, so Rem wins. Yeah.
All right, gang.
Yeah.
There you go. I didn't care about that one, so it's fine.
Yeah, you did care about it, really.
Didn't care about that one. Cool, good.
Okay. That was top five, guys. So if you got them at home as well.
All right, cool. So, real quick, I want to talk about the show. Mm. Succession.
What a show indeed.
What a flipping show indeed, bro. As a concept, I didn't even want to get into it too much in terms of like episodes or anything like that, because I'm on season two, mid-season two.
Same.
You're mid-season two. Yep. And this has just started, right? You haven't started? First of all, you hate TV. You don't watch anything.
I don't hate TV. I just...
Have you started Demon Slayer?
Yeah, I'm up today on that. Remember we spoke about it?
Oh yeah, we spoke about it last week.
That's where my time goes. If I'm gonna watch something, it's very rarely the series that you guys suggest, Netflix, whatever, Disney Plus. It's normally, let me just spend that time on anime. That's what I do.
Fair enough, Jay.
But I need to jump on.
Succession's unreal.
Yeah.
If you like money and scandal.
And power.
Dark power.
Yeah. Logan Roy.
Yeah.
Powerful man.
Yeah. Facts.
He doesn't lose.
He doesn't take L's, bro.
Netflix.
No.
I watch on Now TV.
Now TV or Sky or something.
Yeah. HBO maybe. Bro, Succession. Guys, if you're not on Succession, I'm hearing... Obviously, season four is where the party's at.
Yeah, that's where the episodes are 10.
But these episodes I'm watching now are juicy.
They are juicy.
So basically, all I wanted to say about this show is that after watching that and getting invested in the characters and the plot and just the chaos of it, I'm a money man now. Mm. So from now on, guys, just acknowledge me as a money man.
Okay.
And I'm powerful. I'm a money man. Daddy's a money man now and he's powerful. So from now on, Daddy's in the business of hostile takeovers and big boy acquisitions. Mm. Now I can't afford to buy out like BP oil or a hostile takeover of Netflix.
Yeah.
But your mum's chippy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
The local?
Fam?
I got that.
Yeah. Your news agents. Yeah. Your auntie's newsagents, I'm coming for you,
I got that.
Yeah, if you're holding out on me with a young dry cleaner, I expect to hear, you're going to get a call from my people. We're going to talk money. I'm taking over.
Yeah, Succession it's incredible, man. Good show. Good. I like how all the characters in the family have their own problems and issues and identities and stuff. And it all blends well.
Blends perfectly.
Like, Roman's character is... It's something
he's
else.
Neurotic.
Yeah, he's in a dark place.
He had sexually. You already know his childhood was horrible.
Yeah. They made jokes and he's like, nah, that can't be true.
Yeah.
That can't be true.
Facts, bro. Like, he comes in and jokes and lies about everything. As soon as someone jokes about him, he loses his cool.
Mind.
Tell the truth.
Loses his mind.
Is that what Dad said? Tell the truth.
You're talking about the stag do for Shiv's man. Season, I think it's like late season one.
I remember. Facts, bro. Oh my God.
He's like, they tied me in a cage and shit.
Yeah, the dog food thing. Yeah, bro. Uh-huh. He had a horrible childhood. Everyone's character is interesting in their way. You start to love and hate each character at each time.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stand Shiv at the minute.
Why? Where are you up to? You can tell me where you're up to.
Season 2, episode 7. Mm. I'm up to where, cover your ears, Ellis. I'm up to the bit where so a couple episodes ago, she baited. They were at the table with the Pierces.
Oh, okay. So you're ahead of me then. I think I've just seen maybe the end of that episode or the next episode after that.
Okay, cool. So you've seen where she baited.
She's baited,
She baited her and the dad was not feeling it.
He said, let's go. Yeah, at the end.
Literally.
Let's go.
So like she's hungry for it. Yeah. And she's letting that go to her head.
Yeah. I know, I can see it now because when she said, oh, for fuck's sake, dad, just tell him it's me.
Facts.
Who are you to say
Who
that?
Who do you think you are? We agreed, bro.
This was a me and you conversation.
This is a me and you conversation. You knew for a fact you weren't supposed to run your mouth.
Facts.
You know for a fact.
And you know the kind of person I am as
You know
man.
The person I am because Kendall was next in line from the jump.
From the jump. So you
We
know.
Had a press conference lined up and everything.
Exactly.
And I took that from him.
Facts. So how dare you think you
who
can
Who do you think you are, bruv?
You don't know who I am, clearly.
Clearly, bro. I told you were going to do 6 months here, 6 months there, a year here, a year there, and then we'll chat.
Facts.
And you want to sit at the biggest table
of
in the
life.
World
and
start running your in mouth.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
She let the whole thing go to her head. She let the whole thing. She forgets she's got no experience.
Fact, she forgets she's got no experience. And she forgets that, or when she's in that state, she thinks she's in the state of her open relationship.
Mm.
Where she's got full control.
She thinks she's got full control of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. Tom needs to put his finger out as well.
Tom's a bitch. He just wants power. Power, money, wants status.
But he can't handle it.
He can't handle it, bro. He definitely can't handle that family. Because he's a bitch amongst them, but he tries to do top dog with, is it Gregory?
Yeah, Greg.
Yeah.
Even Greg runs him about.
He does.
He secretly, he does. Greg's my favorite character in the whole thing.
Greg is my favorite character in the whole thing.
Mm. When he was blackmailing Tom.
Yeah.
And Tom's like, swear. And he's like yeah. I've got the papers, bro. He's like, hey, where are they? He's like, I'll never tell. I was like, yes, Greg, let's go, bro.
Yeah.
Greg's the guy. But yeah, Succession, bro, it's got me in a new mindset.
Yeah.
I want to make money.
Facts, bro.
Bro, I want to make money. Like,
money wins.
Money wins, bro.
Money wins.
Bro, when he got that call, he said, let's fucking go.
Screaming. When he didn't get the call, then he broke the helicopter.
Yeah, facts. Money wins, bro. You money man wins. Just know your boy wants money now.
Money wins, man.
So yeah, if you see me start doing just like public speaking events, wearing a suit and tie, just know I'm on a money thing now.
Money wins.
Yeah. If I start making a separate YouTube channel just talking about real estate,
money wins.
Money wins, bro. I don't know what I'm talking about, but it's all about mindset.
Yeah, it's all about the paper.
It's all about a money mindset. That's what I'm on right now.
Money
because Succession has got me gassed about
Pete. Yeah.
These men have staff.
Yes.
They've got staff.
Yeah.
They've got someone waiting at the door to just take your coat and hat every day.
That's crazy, bro.
It's nuts, bro. So yeah, Succession is my addiction right now.
I wonder if Billions is anything similar.
I've watched the first season of Billions. It's not similar.
Okay.
No, it's not similar. It's like Billions is a hit version of Succession.
Okay.
Billion, and I enjoyed Billions. Mm. Succession is my obsession.
Okay.
I can't stop.
Yeah.
It's the first thing I every morning this week I've opened my laptop and pressed play.
Oh, mad.
Every night I've fallen asleep to an episode.
Oh, mad. Say less.
That's me tonight. Get it, bro.
Trust me, I get it.
Oh, you do, because you're in it.
I'm involved.
Bro, I love it.
Yeah, it's a great show.
I love it. I don't want to watch anything else.
Facts.
I don't want to watch anything else.
That and From. I want to watch From's
Doozy. Yeah. I've had Demon Slayer just collating episodes. I can't stop with Succession.
When was the last thing you watched on Demon?
The same thing as last time.
Oh, mad.
I'm like four episodes behind. I don't care.
Okay.
I just want Succession. It's all I want. I want the scandal.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's really good, man.
I love it. I haven't enjoyed a show this much in God knows how long.
Same.
I love it.
Same, bro.
I feel like how I felt when I was watching like Prison Break and Breaking Bad and them kind of things there. Better Call Saul, where I can't get enough of it. It's all I want to watch morning, evening, and night.
Yep.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, guys. I just... I just love it so much.
Long story short, guys, watch Succession or start Succession if you haven't.
Yeah, and the juice, and everyone's saying that it doesn't even get good till season four.
Yeah, and it's great now.
God.
I'm intrigued for what season four's got to bring.
Same.
All these 10 out of 10 episodes, I'm intrigued to see.
Same.
Yeah.
Right, you've got a question for everyone, right?
I do have a question for everyone. James, obviously you answer first and I will spin it round to the team. So the question is, how long do you think you can last if you weren't able to see your reflection on anything?
Before I have like a psychotic breakdown? Or kill myself
whatever,
or something?
Whatever.
How long would I last without ever seeing my reflection?
Not on a phone, not on a mirror, not on water, nothing.
Man to man?
You will never be able to, well, you can't see yourself again.
Man to man, I'll probably flourish.
Okay.
My reflection haunts me. I'm playing. I think, to be fair though, I actually do think I would flourish.
Okay.
I think I would be in a dark hole of paranoia for like a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And I think I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And then I'll be second guessing why everyone's looking at me.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Yeah.
I don't even know what my hairline's saying.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's saying.
This is what I'm talking about.
My barber's doing what he wants.
This is what I'm talking about.
Okay, say less, say less.
You're deep in it properly
but
now.
Then after a couple months, I think I would mellow out.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, this was the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Mm.
It's like if I just never went on Instagram ever again, I'll be fucked.
Yeah, for the first few.
I don't know what's going on in the world. Mm. Oh, TikTok, no nothing, no social media. I would have the shakes for a while.
Mm.
Then after a few months, I'd be like, oh, this is the best thing ever.
Mm.
I feel clean. But yeah, if we're talking for the sake of entertainment value, yeah, the first few weeks I'll be really, really dark.
Okay.
I'd assume there's just nut on my face or something. There's always stuff in my teeth. My barber's done a madness and everyone's laughing.
Yeah.
Everyone's laughing, but me.
You can't move to anyone.
Oh.
You can't move to anyone.
And if word gets out that I can't see my reflection, people are just playing pranks on me. Because I'd be talking and you'll just be like that.
And you'd be like, what are you looking at?
Hmm?
Exactly. That's exactly what would happen. That's exactly what would happen.
Tell me.
Stop. You'd be looking up.
Yeah. Man. That's mad. That's actually dread. Yeah. How long would you last?
I'd probably give it a wholesome couple weeks. Probably two.
And you have to see.
Yeah, because I just don't think I can be able to, I don't know. I feel like my anxiety would be through the roof.
Of course it would.
Even just going like Sainsbury's would piss me off.
Oh, going to Sainsbury's pissing me off now.
Now, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So my anxiety will be through the fucking roof. And it's one of them ones where, like you said, you could be walking on the street, walking down the road, mind your own business, music in your ear, having the time of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You could just be a friendly person walking down the street and you'll just do a smile and say, hey, like a hello smile. And then they'll just look at you like, rah. Them backtrack rahs, you're like, what?
Yeah, facts.
Like, what?
What's going on?
Tell me.
Yeah, facts.
And yeah, I don't think I can handle it, bro. Maybe 2 weeks max. What about you, Rem?
I'm vain as fuck. I'll crumble in an hour, bro.
An hour?
I'm joking. No. I think pretty much the same as what Jay Money said. After a while, I would definitely shut down because the anxiety would just drive me to the ground, man. Like I'd be thinking I've got a bogey there or there's a bit of broccoli in my teeth. No one's telling me. Even though people can obviously see me, but I can't see myself. And obviously, you just get used to doing self-checks. Like, you just do that anyway. You do a smell self-check every so often. If someone walks past you and they smell stink, you do a self-check. To question whether there's something on your face and not be able to just quick check.
I'd be constantly doing this.
Yeah.
Constantly.
You're back.
You're constantly. Just stressed
constantly
all the time.
Like this.
Yeah.
Something just fell off my head just now. Just now I saw it and no one told me. This is what I'm talking about.
Bro,
make it 1 week.
The bogeys would send me.
Yeah.
Because like, if you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you can feel something there, I think it's here.
It might not be a bogey. It could just be hair.
Yeah.
You know, just be a nose hair.
Oh,
that's just
those long nose hairs.
Like hair?
Long nose hair. Could be.
Yeah, it'll be livid.
And you just don't know. And if no one's there to tell you, then yeah, that's just stress.
100%.
I
assume you don't love me for me.
Oh, fuck.
I assume for the, I don't trust anyone moving. You don't love me for me. Wow. Okay, say this.
Ellis?
I could do it for 2 days.
Wow.
Probably 2 days I could do it for, and that's it. You know what would
pissed me off the most.
Right.
Not looking at my teeth.
Hey, I was thinking about brushing my teeth.
Brushing my teeth.
I'll be assuming, can't see if I can't see, I'm assuming it's not clean.
Yeah.
My tongue as well.
I just assume there's always something in my teeth.
Yeah. I think my tongue's white. White with bacteria. Even if I'm brushing it, I'm assuming it's white with bacteria. My eyes are yellow. Just cause.
Everything's just, you just see everything for the worst.
Yeah.
You'd assume your teeth are nasty. You'd assume that your eyes are
yellow.
I said
I'd be doing this.
Yeah. Just every day, bro.
Everything
every day
would be in the ground.
On road.
Until you break that threshold.
Bro, you'd have they think you have Tourette's because you'd have a routine down.
Facts.
Every like 4 minutes, you'd be like.
Facts. No matter where I'm at.
Yeah. You'd be on a date like.
Yeah, the thing is a glitch in a matrix, bro.
Yeah, bro. Oh my
That's
God.
That's crazy.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Right, guys, we're moving on to tweets of the week, obviously. And I'm just going to go straight for it. Men come up with the craziest lies when they're cheating. What do you mean you're celebrating your mum's birthday a month earlier because she might pass away next month? A reply, facts, because how are you killing your mom's off to go fuck with your girlfriend's cousin?
Oh.
Reply, oh, you seen the video too?
Oh. Yo, that's jokes. Oh. All right, I've just got one. This one's sweeted me, bro. This is a text convo.
Yeah, all right.
Why are you single? Funny, relates to the episode.
Okay.
Why are you single? Reply, my boyfriend passed away 5 months ago. Oh, sorry. Reply, it's fine. Reply, did you do it? Did you do it? Fam, reply, the fuck? What?
I was not expecting that.
Bro, did you do it?
Did you do it? Raw.
Fam.
Raw.
That, funny enough, I'm twisted enough that if a girl texts me that, if they said, why are you single? My girlfriend died 5 months ago. Mm. She said, did you do it?
Yeah.
That's the love of my life.
Because you-
I would find that the funniest text of my life.
We've got the same banter.
Bam.
Yeah.
I'd find that the funniest text I could possibly receive. Did you do it?
I fall to my knees.
So
that's
funny.
Hilarious. Right. This is a tweet and a quote tweet. Women really be gatekeeping their friends. Quote tweet. If I tell you I showed you her picture and she said, ew, would you really be happy?
That's not even... That's actually not funny, and I know for a fact it's true.
The game is the game.
Because Mandem would just be like, what's she saying, what's man? She Why saying? Are you being stush, bro?
Exactly.
Like,
show me your friend or
come
show
on, man.
Son,
tell her
man.
To just give her my Instagram, bro. And she's like, bro, I gave you your Instagram ages ago. She's your butters.
Men can't handle that.
Of course not. I'm coming straight for your throat. You're a liar.
Look at me, I'm buff. Stop that. Anyway.
Oh, God.
It's just a text conversation. You hungry? Reply, yes. All right, cool. Eat before I pick you up.
Ooh, there.
Eat before I pick you up.
I'm not made of money.
Facts. Next one. Tweet, quote, tweet. Most embarrassing sex moment. Go. Nutted in 40 seconds. Shake my head. She didn't even know. I just pulled out and said, nah, you're not ready for this. And got dressed. Nah, you're not ready for this.
Man to man in the privacy of our own studio. I've done that before.
No, you have not.
I promise you, I've done it before, bro. I've done it before.
Nah, and I said, nah, you're not ready.
I'm nutted and I've just been like, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I've done the most, bro. Yeah. This is, because I remember where I was, who it was, when it was.
Okay.
I remember the whole thing. I was terrified.
Them ones, yeah.
My
thing
was pulsating.
Yeah.
I pulled out. I didn't nut in her, but I pulled out and the thing was dribbling out. It was dribbling out, bro.
Pre-C. Yeah. I've been there, bro.
It was dribbling out and I felt my tool just log off.
Log off. It's done what you needed to do for the day.
I felt my tool log off. And I was like, rah. And she's like, oh, please stop, just stop. Don't stop, please stop, stop.
I hate them ones.
And I'm just in her ear like, oh, do you want it? Yeah. Do you want it? And she's like, give it to me, please, find me. Then was, find me. And I'm like, are you sure? And the whole time, my ass is here.
Yeah.
Because you can't feel the softness.
Yeah, she can't.
You can't feel, you can't know I'm soft. My ass is 10 feet in the air. And I'm just in there like, you're not ready. She's like, I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready. You're not ready.
Fuck.
Roll over.
Yeah.
Smack us, roll over.
Facts.
And she can rah, rah, rah. Yeah. And I'm there like,
yeah.
Please fucking come back, come back, come back, come back. I'll do anything, come back, bro. I need you right now.
Fuck! Yeah. I don't think you understand how real that is, bro.
Come back.
I hate that, bro.
You have
bro.
To do this.
I hate that. Yeah, the rollover is so clutch, bro. And you're just there. You're spanking back. Yeah. You're spitting. You're just wiping.
Yo, give me a please, bro.
Please. Help me.
Help me.
Fuck, that's so funny. Oh, that's
bro.
So real. Wow.
God.
Oh, wow. Anyway, back to it. Former elementary school teacher's aide accused of licking a boy's feet was arrested again while he was out on bond after he approached another boy and asked to see his feet.
Oh my God. Oh my God, bro. Enough is enough.
Wild.
I don't understand, like, this level of urge. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you know it's so wrong.
Yeah.
Like when people have crazy kinks, like they need to like fap in public or they need to like see kids' feet or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's like, fight it.
That's a kink. They can't. Bro.
It's a compulsion.
They can't. Like, what's his face? Roman and Six, he can't fight it, bro. Roman Roy can't fight it.
Yeah. Kendall can't fight that coke.
He can't.
He can't.
He wants that sugar all the time.
He needs that white girl.
It was that good stuff. Oh, my days. All right, I got a few more tweets. Gonna break into his house, toast all the bread, and put it back.
That's honestly the scariest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Gonna break into his house, toast all the bread, and put it back in the bag, bro.
Bro, can you imagine?
I could never imagine.
Pulling out bread and it's toast. I'll pull and pull.
I'll be thinking, no. I live alone as well. No. I will jump off my balcony. I would jump on my fucking balcony.
Bro, this is the end of days.
That would petrify me. There's nothing more that will petrify me.
Yeah, 100%. 100%,
wow.
Bro. Because I think I'm in flipping, what's that clown name? It. I think I'm in them things. I'm going to turn around and see a red balloon.
Oh.
I promise you now, if all my bread is toasted, I'm turning around, there's going to be a red balloon in there. God. I know for a fact.
Oh, my bread is
or
toasted.
Or Freddy Krueger's in there. I'm in a dream within a dream.
Oh my.
Oh, I'll scream, let me out.
Wow. Wow. All right, this one's a picture. This is a reply from someone's story, and the chick is just in like a lingerie thing.
Hmm.
And the man said, come over, I'll get you pregnant.
Mm-mm.
Reply, I have an IUD. Damn, so you want me to drive there? That's a DUI.
Bro. Oh, seriously. That's funny, bro.
Fuck it out.
IUD is the implant, no?
Yeah,
funny, bro.
All right, a few more. Am I pretty? Yeah, why, what's up? You really think so? Chill out, I don't like lying twice.
Yeah. That's making my chest act up. Oh,
I don't like lying.
That's Jesus. Funny.
Last but not least, tweet and a quote tweet. The love of my life is in Malta. God, how am I going to survive this week? Quote tweet. Someone is going to tilt her head back and let that Casamigos float down her throat. Be safe, my G.
Oh.
That Casamigos float down her throat. I couldn't read that tweet.
Bro.
I would drop, bro.
That's the thing as well, bro. These man let any brother pour juice in their mouth. When they're out on a girl's trip.
Yeah. When the drinks have been flowing and the vibe is right.
They
and the
don't
music,
know how to act.
The vibe is right and the sun is setting perfectly. Ah.
Tonsils are on show.
Fam. Ah. That's it.
That's a mad thing as well is that like, any bruh can hop off. If you're in a dance, any black girls won't do this for the most part until they're over the edge.
Yeah.
I guarantee I could hop into any bar in this country with a bottle of Grey Goose and just start doing this.
And a port
and
spout.
A hose will line up. They don't know who I am. They don't know what's in here. You can hop on any bar top and be like,
it's crazy.
So, Especially if I put it here.
Yeah.
If I hold it here, come on, man. Yeah, they're lining up. Hold that. Brother.
Oh, shit.
Disgraceful stuff. And a couple of men will be in there as well.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
I was somewhere.
Okay.
And I'm not going to lie. I let a yak pour it in my mouth. I think it was in Miami because I couldn't afford a drink.
I don't remember this.
We were in one bar. It was a thundery night. That's all I remember.
I remember the day.
Yeah.
I remember when we ran to the cafe to go and get pancakes.
With the baked beans.
The banging barbecue baked beans.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. I remember that, John. Bro, yeah. I think it was one of them nights where it was stormy because the club lights went out for a minute.
Oh, man. I remember this.
All I remember, the thing that let us into the club was banging.
Standard.
We had no money, no prospects, and I couldn't afford a $40 drink.
Yeah, oh, Miami was expensive.
Bro, I couldn't, this is obviously for context, we've told the story 100 times. This is like 12 years ago. Yeah. We were completely flat broke.
This is pre-money.
Yeah. I went out there with like $500.
Yeah.
And one of the girls, one of these bar girls was pouring shots in these hoes' mouth. I lined up. I sent her my tonsils, bro.
Oh my days.
Yeah, man. She poured me some little apple sours thing. And I remember just wiping my mouth and just, I was embarrassed.
Well,
I
mean, just look like of your day.
I wiped up and then came back to you, man.
Yeah.
And Jacob saw me.
Oh, of course he did.
He sees everything.
He sees everything.
Jacob saw me and said, "Raw."
He sees everything.
Is this what you're on?
Man.
I said, I had to get mines. I've got no choice.
Needs must.
Yeah, facts.
Needs must.
I'm not going to be in here sober and I can't afford these drinks.
Facts. So man had to add.
So I had to hoe it up.
Say less.
But anyway, guys, that's the episode for today.
It is.
This was Peng. Thank you very, very, very much. Standard. As always, patreon.com/shitsandgigs, £3 a month.
Tempe a day.
Run the P to S&G and let's have a good time. Love, love, love.
Gang, gang, gang.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.